broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. My fellow Americans, have we got an incredible barn burner story for you today. It relates to education solutions. Oh, by the way, this is the broadcast for October 1st, 2015. Hour 2 of 2, and the goal to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property every day on your radio. I'm just so excited about this educational story that I almost missed my normal intro there. That'll be all right. We'll survive it, won't we? Absolutely, we will. We're talking about faith under fire. The good sheriff in North Texas, Police Chief Adrian Garcia, says in God We Trust is going to be on my police vehicles. And to the atheists, you know what? Go fly a kite. Kim Davis stands up. The Pope says, keep up the good work, basically. Well, in this Chicago Catholic school, students work one full day a week to pay their tuition. It looks like any other private high school, ladies and gentlemen, except for one detail. Every single one of these kids is earning 70% of their own tuition. They go to school 4 days a week, work one day a week in the corporate world in white collar, if you will. Most of their parents did not graduate from high school. Most speak no English at home. All of them are poor. Many of them live in real poverty and start high school reading two grade levels below where they ought to be. But to make up the time in the other 4 days, they give up electives. They have fewer electives. They have a longer school day that runs from 8:30 to 3:30 every day. And I misspoke last hour, by the way. I'm going to correct this. I said they had a 12-month school year. It's only a 10-month school year, but it's longer than the typical just around 9 months. It's over a month longer. The days are longer, so it's a 10-month school year. And the smart money, it would seem, would be on the employers doing the hiring. Kurt, incredible story. Kurt's got case studies and more. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, it's a great story. You could almost, since the Deseret News, by the way, is a, Mormon church-owned newspaper, basically media piece, you could almost say, hey, Catholic schools, private Catholic schools promoted by Mormon church-owned newspaper, you know? Because that could be the headline behind the headline. But it's amazing to see these people with the solutions working together. These kids basically are 1 day a week working to pay for the school costs of the other days of the week. They earn about 70% of their own tuition. They say that that's somewhere between 11 and 12 grand a year is what the average private school tuition would be. That's somewhere, they say 3,000, they cut it down to 3,000 or below, and they say 90% of the families are given these need-based scholarships to cover that portion. So the kids work hard, they pay basically for their own school, and that's one of the reasons they will look you in the eye. Now there's
amen to that. Now hold on, Kurt, before you go on, I just want to make this point. That's also the reason that we don't have a problem, ladies and gentlemen, with a hand up. We do have a problem with a handout. And what is the difference, you may ask? The answer is the source of the funding. These scholarships, from what I understand, are private as well, Kurt. Yes. And these are needs-based scholarships, but only based on if you work hard and deserve it. In other words, work fair, not welfare. Okay? Right. And so they're empowering these students, but they're also giving them a leg up. They're saying, you know what, I'll boost you, bro. I'll help you.
That's right.
Ma'am, I'll give you a chance. I'm going to let you come into my business, my white-collar world, and I'm going to teach you to live in it. I'm going to give you the experience necessary. I'm going to let you know what it can be like. I'm going to treat you like a son or daughter of God, an equal, if you will. And I believe you'll become such. And Kurt, the proof is in the pudding, sir.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, and what you see here is you see these kids, you know, between the last in the last calendar year, 2013 to 2014, I guess, I don't know that this one's finished, but they report that the students earned $44 million in tuition. Now, they say 90% of their corporate partners always return the next year. That means, you know, the people that are paying for them to work and do the different jobs that they do. Yeah.
Because it's successful. That's why.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's there are private ways and good ways of doing these things, and this is a great example. They say academically it also seems to pay off. Now, they say they're not breaking new barriers on ACT scores, but they are graduating from high school and enrolling in college at much higher rates than their demographic peers. Now, what that fancy wording means, that, you know, if you take a kid from the barrio, typically they don't do this, right, Sam? That's really what that means.
Yes. Let me tell you what else it means from a just kind of a practical, not a definition point, but a practical point.
Yeah.
What it means is this. You know what? We're not looking for rock stars.
Right.
What we're doing is looking to give people opportunity. And we watch what happens when we do. And we're not looking for opportunity for one at the expense of another. There's a win-win-win here for everybody, Kurt. There's a win for the parents because they see their children progressing and having opportunity. It's a win for the school because they're able to educate rock solid, what am I going to say, white-collar pupils? Is that the best way to describe it? Business world speak? Okay. Uh-huh. They are, the employers are winning because they're getting labor for a lot of the, they don't need this work maybe 24/7. It's kind of like bringing in a temp, if you will.
Yep.
And it cuts costs for business, but also gives back to the community in a win-win sort of way. Society wins, Kurt. That's why I kind of said this is a win-win-win-win-win. You know, society wins. The parents win because the children come home speaking English. Pretty soon you have fluent dual language households. All this really focuses on becoming American, Kurt. It doesn't mean you jettison who you are. It means that you embrace who you can become.
That's right. And a part of the story that is not mentioned, Sam, in this, even though this is a very lengthy story, they don't mention the fact that in the real cost to society, if you add not only the opportunities that these children, you know, young people get and that kind of thing. But what happens when they don't get this? What happens in the standard government school where they not only are basically not earning any money, but they many times become a, I don't know if you say drain on society.
You become a menace to society because you run around with your pants on the ground, you steal, you do drugs, you get a bunch of women pregnant, you do nothing but cause trouble and promote graffiti and do all these things because there's no hope, no opportunity, no solutions, and what do you got to look forward to? And so this stops a lot of that. It stops the societal hemorrhaging that is caused by the lack of opportunity. Some would say by no choice, I would say by every choice, of government crushing dreams, Kurt.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, I'll just go off on that, buddy.
And see, and this is the difference. One of the key things here is to point out, and even though it's not really pointed out in the story, you can get it from the story, is that, see, government in its, you know, basically in its non- Well, it's playing in an area where it never should have been, when it forces people to pay for others' education, in this case, and we do it in the whole do-gooders kind of thing because we say, well, kids must learn and they need to learn or else, you know, it's really bad for society. But what they learn from that is they're learning that they just don't work for stuff, and that they're given things. And when they're given free school, then where does it stop? They want free food. They want free housing. They want all these things. And then,
and by golly, they certainly need free health care, Kurt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so those are all part of this story, even though, you know, it doesn't really mention this. It mentions the solutions, not really pointing out the politically incorrect parts about, hey,
good point.
Government should
And that's
never
the problem that I see. They always
things.
Focus on the problem, never putting the solution with the problem. Or sometimes they'll even highlight the solution but not relating it to the problem. And therefore, there's always this disconnect. Because they wouldn't want to say one should replace the other. Would they dare say that in the mainstream press? No. But we give them credit for reporting this in the Deseret News. It's a lengthy story with details. And I want to share with you these case studies because I'm telling you, they're empowering, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
We're talking about what started out as a single Catholic school idea, a private school in Chicago. And it's turned out so well for the students to work one day a week to pay 70% of their own tuition. And then to get scholarships and needs-based support for the other 30%. And these children have a longer school day, a longer school year, take less electives. In other words, they sacrifice quite a bit. But they turn these many people in the hood, not a chance on the green earth for a solid, good, middle-class job, into people that matter. It's not a racial issue. It's an opportunity issue. It takes people off of the government dole, puts people in the private sector. It's phenomenal. They call it smart money for the businesses that are involved. The businesses come back year after year because it's phenomenal. The students look you in the eye. They dress appropriately. They behave. They've got a quiet dignity about them because you know what? When you get off the dole and you get a hand up, not a hand out, and you get support from those around you and you get put into an opportunity situation to have a great life full of hard work and example and leadership, and these kids just eat it up, baby. I'm telling you right now. And it's tremendous. Now, Kurt gave me this story. I'm trying to figure out. All right, it was published, what, Thursday, September 24th, Kurt?
Yeah, I think it was a little while back.
So it was, you know, what, a week plus ago? About a week ago? Right? But I've held on to the story for a whole week because I didn't want to just, like, cover the headline. I wanted to dig into the details of this story because, again, we are Solutions Radio, baby. And this story is chock full of opportunity and solutions. It erases racial differences. It erases the immigrant problem. It does everything to put us all as Americans together, Kurt. I don't find a negative in the story. Not a one.
Yep. You're exactly right. And you'd think that somebody else in the media, you know, somewhere, you know, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, you know, Michael Savage. I mean, you'd think somebody could have found this story and talked about it as well. But at least to me, the silence is deafening.
Now, the Deseret News gets credit.
Yes.
Okay, these schools have been around. They started out one of them. Now they have how many, Kurt?
30 of them now. And the basically the founder of this original Cristo Rey, by the way, real quick, Cristo Rey in Spanish means Christ is King. What I want to ask you a simple question, Sam, is if these were labeled or named Christ is King High School, do you think they'd get the same kind of support?
Well, they're not getting, I think they would amongst America, yeah. But I think the media would slaughter them and it would change the game.
That's right. That's right. And the big companies,
believe it or not, Kurt, I think most of America, by the way, believes Christ is King, and they're okay with that kind of language. It's the discontents, the malcontents, the oddball out, or whatever you want to say, that wants to make a name for themselves or cause trouble. There's very few in that category. There really is, Kurt. But they changed the game, and the mainstream press is all too eager to help them.
Yep. Well, anyway, the guy's name is Father John Foley. He's the original founder of this, they call him the godfather of the network. And he says the work-study program is Cristo Rey's secret sauce. Yeah, that's exactly what you're saying. In other words, it's the key to the whole exercise. The kids work to earn what they get, and therefore they feel good about it. Yeah. You know, and he says the thing kids most like about our schools across the board, he said, is that they are part of the work world and they get treated like adults. Talk about one kid named DDA Garcia. He just turned 18 and now a senior at Cristo Rey St. Martin. He said his favorite subject is math, and he wants to major in computer science at college. His profile
is typical.
Now, hold
on. Let me just stop you there. Yeah, for a Latino in the hood, Kurt, that's pretty lofty goals there, bro.
That's right.
But you know what? Exactly, it's all made possible because people are coming together with solutions, and now this young man believes he can do it.
Yep.
And I bet he can, by the way.
I bet you're right. It says his father immigrated, doesn't say illegally or legally, but from Mexico in 86. His mother joined his father in the U.S. shortly before he was born. His father works in building maintenance, and neither parent graduated from high school or speaks much English. Still, they say it was their idea to send him to Cristo Rey St. Martin as a high school freshman 4 years ago. By the way, this year his younger sister joined him as a freshman. Now, He is starting his fourth year as an employee at Stepan Chemical in Northfield, Illinois. That's about 35 minutes south of Waukegan. He works there once a week for a full day, mostly doing filing and billing. They say his most memorable moment happened.
Now, hold on. Let me just stop you here. Listen to this, and let me tell you why this is so significant, Kurt. And I know that everybody in the mainstream is just going to gloss over this, like, duh, the guy was a genius. Okay, it has nothing to do with that. Let me tell you why this is important. Because one of the biggest educational opportunities you can give children, and I want you to speak to this, Kurt, because you've had a lot of experience with this, with 11 men, most of them homeschooled children. Okay, when you let children try a gazillion things, follow their heart, decide what they kind of are interested in and pursue that, but number one, instead of pulling teeth to get them to learn, it's like, whoa, get out of the way, because they know more about it than I do in about 6 months, you know, because they study hard, they love it. It's kind of like me with computers, Kurt. Second, I got a hold of a computer, no one needed to teach me anything. Before you know it, man, I knew as much as the professors, and, hey, people were offering me jobs, okay? What happens when a kid finds what they have an aptitude for, a desire about, an interest in, they just tear it up. Okay, so one of the biggest keys to education that the mainstream press and the government and everybody else does not understand, it's not about boring book work to make you go insane. It's not about I went through H-E double toothpicks, but by golly, here's my piece of paper. I can do something in life. Okay, that's not the goal. The goal is to find out who you are. It's to discover governing values. It's to understand that, you know what? Sam might be a decent speaker. He's not a great writer. Sam has an aptitude towards computers. Sam has an aptitude towards psychology, public speaking, presentation, organizational skills. Others may not have those things. They may be great at writing. My wife is a wonderful writer. Okay? She can write 10 times better than I'll ever think of writing in my life. I struggle with the pen. The words come slow. Okay? But everybody's got talents. And the goal is to find out what are your talents. And how do you learn to use them for not only your own personal interests, but for the good of the world, for the good of mankind? What can I give to the world? Not necessarily what can I take from it. And so that's a critical piece to education. Now, Kurt, I want you to speak to that. And then I want to go back to this Latino young man's story about what happened to him. And this has really set the stage for his whole career, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And in my opinion, the government schools work in the opposite way of this. When you force someone to do a particular thing, you know, in other words, let's say you force them, you say, you have to read this book, you have to do this work. They typically just automatically push back against it. But when you give them choices and you say, hey, you know, like I always remember the one day when the two oldest of our boys that we were homeschooling at the time, you know, and that's a great experience. But it was a rainy day and they weren't able to get outside and get a little exercise. And so, you know, I went down in their room, their little bunk beds, you know, and I said, hey, man, get you guys a good book. And they both got a good book. One book was a historical novel, and the other one was a book about how to fix cars. Two different boys, different books.
I wonder why. Details in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, before we let Kurt pick up on his story, they say the students at these private schools where they work one day a week to pay 70%+ of their tuition, they say students are not breaking new barriers on ACT scores. However, they are graduating from high school and enrolling in college at much higher rates than their demographic peers. Christo Ray graduates earn college degrees at twice the rate of other low-income high school graduates and 30% higher than all graduates in the country. Now listen carefully. Something is happening here that goes well beyond traditional measures of academic success. They say this, because based on the ACT scores alone, our students should not be completing college, said Michael Odiotti. He's principal of Christo Ray. That's in an industrial suburb just north of Chicago. We're talking about the hood here, folks. They say that something the kids may be gaining, like confidence in and interacting and thinking like college-educated adults, earning pride and ownership in their school, and realizing that the work world is just not that far away, and believe it or not, they can cut it in that world too. Anyway, there's folks doing doctoral dissertations on this stuff, and the Christo Ray's work-study program, and they're studying this. They say the solution this model may have landed on, a double solution to college and career, and may solve problems that are plaguing this nation. Anyway, it goes on. Now, with that in mind, here's my point. They are focusing on tapping into this idea of giving kids a vision, and letting kids find their own way to get there. One of the great tricks in education is to expose children to a lot of things. And they will discover on their own, if given enough latitude, they'll discover on their own what they're good at, what they like, what they gravitate towards, and they will absolutely excel at an astonishing rate. I'll give you a quick example and then let Kirk continue his story. The example is this. Ben Carson was in the hood. Black dude. No chance for success. Mom was about to melt down and what, commit suicide or something? But no, she got a chance. She got an opportunity to work with some people that were wealthy. She saw what their children were doing, which is reading books, finding out who they are, what they want to do, what they want to be, what they're good at, what they're not, what they excel at, and gravitating towards what they like and what they have an aptitude for, what their calling in life is, if you want to even tie it to a higher power. What is their calling? What is your calling? Mine's to be on the radio, by the way. Anyway, I digress. The point is, she brought that home to Ben. Ben decided to read books. Pretty soon, Ben's like, hey, man, I'm interested in the brain. Hey, I'm interested in the medical field. Hey, and this poor black dude in the hood decides I'm going to become a brain surgeon. And he does. And he is. And it's all because of this whole point we're making. Now, Kurt's homeschooling his two boys. It's raining outside, and they can't get out and get exercise. So Dad says, boys, you guys need to read a book. Pick one. One boy picks something on history. Another boy picks a book about how to fix cars. Kurt?
Yeah, and one of them, by the way, now, the one that picked the historical novel, he's a dentist. The other one is, you know, who runs his own plumbing company. So, you know, the point, at least to the story to me, is when you give them that opportunity to choose what they'd like to learn, and then, you know, basically the sky's the limit, ladies and gentlemen, on what they can do. And maybe even the sky isn't the limit. But they learn to love learning, whereas the standard model that we've chosen, where we force them to do, you know, certain things, that doesn't work. And then we also give it to them with no real investment on their own. They don't have to work for it and pay for it. They value it very little. And that shouldn't surprise us. But anyway, back to this.
Hold on, before you let this go, though, I just want to say this. The naysayers are going to say, Sam, come on, you got to force kids to do some things. You got to, there are two sides to that. Sure, you got to have discipline in there. And a lot of times in life, we have to learn to do things we don't want to do. That's not the point. The point is we ignore this other side of providing appropriate latitude and providing opportunity and exposure to many things and letting them go where their strengths are. That's what we eventually do. After we get out of high school anyway, it's just delayed so long the creativity point's half gone by then. It's squelched and crushed out of them by the other side, which is we got to make them do things. The point is there's a balance. And the point is we need to nurture a whole lot more of the find out what you like to do and let's help you become good at it mode, and a whole lot less of the we're going to force you to do this or that mode. We're not saying there's not discipline there. What we're saying is one side's completely missing from the equation, and this school has tapped into that. So we're back to this student, this kid named Mr. Garcia. He's a senior at this private Catholic school in Chicago. He came from the hood. His parents are Mexican, immigrated to the America or into the United States. They don't have any high school degrees or anything else. They don't speak English at home. But this guy basically now is exposed to a lot of things in school and in business. He's in the white-collar world now, folks, a world he never would have found himself in without an opportunity like this. It's tremendous. So he's going over this billing stuff because he's working to pay for his education, the way, in my opinion, the good Lord intended. And he discovers something, Kurt, that in my humble opinion creates an aha moment, is what I like to call it, for this kid.
That's right. You know, he's using a program called Excel to process these billing statements, and he notices that his totals, now this is a kid from the barrio, as you said, and yet here he is doing this kind of work. He notices his totals aren't adding up. He says the numbers were way off, and he said, I was freaking out. He talked to his supervisor, and he was surprised when she responded very gently and brought in some co-workers. Together they found the error, but that was an afterthought for Garcia. His key discovery was the experience of collaborating and communicating. He opened up at work, he said, but that epiphany also carried over to school, where he has become more quick to ask questions of the teacher and consult with peers. He says, I'm much more open than I used to be.
Now, let me tell you what he discovered at this point.
There you go.
That I'm a person with brains and I have value. Because he discovered something on his own. He went, hey, wait a minute, man. This isn't right. Then the other person's like, you know what? Good point. I don't know how to fix it. Hold on. Get a bunch of people that come together and they're like, hey, here's the solution. You got it. And he learns that, yeah, communication is important and collaboration. I get all that and I agree. Those things are valuable. What he really learns, though, is I can bring value. I'm going to say it again. I can bring value. And once you teach a kid that, once they discover that, that aha moment in whatever their sphere of expertise or knowledge, or I'm going to call it a calling, is, pretty soon they love it. They dig it. And all of a sudden, yeah, he opened up. Of course he did. Because he found it, Kurt. This is what he's good at. He's good at numbers and good at math. And he knows that he's good at it. Because, hey, he discovered this thing that, well, now he's bringing money into the company because he's correcting errors. And see, all the way around, you start to find value. And then it's like he discovers something else. And then it starts to feed on itself. And you got to give kids that. And primarily in our current educational system, that does not happen hardly ever, Kurt.
Great point.
Because even if you write an A paper, a lot of times the teacher, to justify their existence, has to give you a B because nobody deserves an A, for crying out loud. Kind of an idea, right? Okay, that's what happens. This kid discovered it. Continue, Kurt.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, and then he opened up, you know, he basically just came out of his shell and he started working, you know, not only with the workers at work, but also the kids at the school, the teachers, consulting his peers. He says, I'm much more open than I used to be. And his story is typical of the students that Mr. Michael Odiotti surveyed, many of whom singled out better communication skills as a primary effect of work study. You know, right, it now, sounds a lot like John Taylor Gatto's kind of system back in New York, right, Sam?
Yeah, good point. All right, there's an example of a female too, right?
Yes, Susana Gonzalez. She graduated from St. Martin in 2011. She went on to Georgetown University, where she majored in justice and peace studies. Now she's 22. She's leaving for Guatemala for a stint in the Peace Corps, after which she plans to attend graduate school. Her
family
was a
lot like
it.
She's already graduated from high school. She's already graduated from college. She's going to do this Peace Corps training. Then she's going to graduate school. Now, Kurt's going to give you the detail of her parents in just a second. Now she's an international influence, Kurt. It's just amazing. All right, quick pause, details in seconds. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I type in the headline of this story and Deseret News seems to be the only people to pick it up. What a tragedy. We're doing the same because it's the right thing to do. Educational opportunities abound if you look for them. It's tragic this narrative's not on the campaign stage today. With Ben Carson's personal experience, it ought to be front and center, to say the least. Nevertheless, I digress. The point is, these kids work in a private school. They work one day a week and go to school 4 days a week. They have a longer school day. They give up electives. They have a longer school year, but they pay 70%+ of their own education, and they gain a reality of who they are and who they can become. It's tremendous. This case study starts with this girl. What's your name, Miss Gonzalez?
That's right, Susanna Gonzalez, and she, basically she's already graduated, she's gone through Georgetown, and now she's heading out to do a little stint in the Peace Corps, and her family story closely resembles the earlier guys. They were immigrant parents, little English, her father working in landscaping. She also cites communication skills as a primary payoff for the work study. She noted that she gained confidence that paid off when she had to interact with professors at Georgetown. She also says the work/school balance became second nature to her thanks to her experiences at Cristo Rey, which means Christ is King again.
Now think about that work-school balance, though. Isn't that life, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to always, forever learning attitude?
Yep,
and going,
right.
Okay, this is life, baby.
Yeah, she worked at least 20 hours a week throughout her college years at Georgetown. I'll bet she didn't graduate with a whole bunch of college debt either. In high school, she worked for Allstate for 2 years, doing mainly clerical work. And in her senior year, she did real market research at Kraft Foods, where they had her studying the sales effects of shelf placement, among other marketing issues. Perhaps, they say, most importantly, though, she found some mentors at work who helped her navigate some college prep stuff.
Now, let me say that again. She found college mentors. You might say college friends, right?
Yeah,
in other words,
yeah,
she looked around at her peers and they're like, you know what? We like Susanna. We're going to help her. And that's how the business world works, Kurt. The 9 times out of 10, the way you get a job is by people that you know, by relationships, by circumstance, and this is the exact formula that helped her go to college. Soon she's going to go to graduate school, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. And, so these other, people around her where she was working, they shared their own kids' more recent college experiences. From her coworkers, she gained insights on financial aid, scholarships, choosing majors, and dorm life. This gave her the kind of surrogate, they say, social capital that upper middle class children often take for granted.
And that's exactly what was given to Ben Carson to make his success happen.
Good point. She said, I couldn't have those conversations at home. What she means is it just wasn't available there.
Well, it means the parents didn't have that experience to draw upon.
Yeah.
Language was a barrier when it comes to the details of American life. And it's not that their language is bad. It's just that it won't serve the purpose to become an American and to become all that you can be and dream the dream. Okay? Yeah. Now, eventually, she'll bring the dream home and more of her family, hopefully her brothers and sisters, and eventually her children and everything else will have those opportunities.
Yeah, yeah. That's the key thing. You know, and Keith, they talk about how they haven't really done these massive improvements on the ACT scores. But see, in my opinion, they're pointing out the real problem. If you simply look at some score thing, you can't really evaluate an individual and their value to society.
It's like an IQ test score, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm dumber than rocks, right?
Well, you know, but the key point is that many things that are of value, we can't really score. And many of the things that don't really matter, you can score, but they don't matter. You know, for example, you can't see if this is a real good individual by their ACT scores. But, you know, the bottom line to this story is Cristo Rey, or this Catholic school system that started about 20 years ago with one school in Chicago, has now morphed into 30 plus of them all through the nation. And we hope this kind of thing catches on more and more.
And we highlight this as a solution to a mammoth problem in this country. And why we're debating about how successful Donald is versus Carly Fiorina is versus this and that. And then the politician goes, quit arguing about how you guys are rock stars. I'm the real rock star. I've been in government forever. Battle. We could really empower people by investing in them, by believing in them, by providing opportunities for them, called a hand up, but by letting them do most of the work. We can support
them.
Right. Son, daughter, come here. You need to learn English. You need to work hard. You're going to have to give up some things to be somebody, okay? You just are. Now, we love you. We care about you. We'll surround you. We'll help you. We'll do everything we can for you, but you're going to have to deliver on your own here, and we know you can. Look me in the eye and tell me that you'll give it your all. And from that formula, we see success, Kurt. And I can point to Ben Carson. I can point to these kids. Anybody successful will tell you that, but for some reason, it's not even a point of discussion in America. And if I were to bring up this example, then the education associations, then everybody else would have my head and be like, oh, he doesn't even have a degree in this. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't have an experience level. Oh, he's overlooking this, and he's overlooking that, and he thinks these simple case studies can apply to everybody, and it can't, and here's why. And they'll just run around and naysay all day.
Great point.
But the truth is that it works. The truth is that you don't got to be a 36 on the ACT to go to college. The truth is you go to college for what you have a aptitude for, an interest in, and you can be successful even if you may not be the smartest person on the block or the sharpest knife in the drawer. You can still be somebody and do something. And the difference here is opportunity. The difference here is expectations. The difference here is
and the work
put in to make those expectations reality. And I'm going to say opportunity equals work. God gave us work. By the sweat of our brow shall we eat our bread, says the Bible, for a reason, Kurt. And that's the reason you point to.
Yeah, now, you know, so many times we look at work like it's a four-letter word, you know, like something to be avoided. And yet, in my opinion, the reason he said 6 days shalt thou labor wasn't just to, you know, make it hard on us or to, you know, curse. It was a blessing. And these students, these scholars, like Sheriff
Max, are richly blessed.
Yeah, and their families as well.
Now, Kurt, if we need another case study for the example, I think Governor Bradford back in the Pilgrim days is another case study in reality here. The second they weren't given a handout, the second they were just like, you know what, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you a little bit of a hand up. I'm going to give you a little bit of help, but I expect it to come from within inside you. Bam. The American formula for success, the grand old experiment, became a reality for success. And this is no different, Kurt. This is almost patterned just like that. And that's why I believe. So we've got case study after case that's study after point. Case study to point to, Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great point. It's very, very true. And, you know, what is nice to know, you know, when you hear these problems in society, it's nice to know what the solutions are.
Well, and those who don't want solutions are beside themselves. Let me give you the final case in point with Kurt's family. Kurt's eldest son, Josh, a homeschooled kid, becomes a dentist. That must have been a fluke, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's what people would have you think. But, you know, when you watch how that can happen right in your own place, then you it gives you even more courage to say, hey, don't poo-poo this idea that we don't have to spend millions and billions of dollars in education. It just doesn't have to be that way to have good, well-educated people and to have, good servants to society. It doesn't require the massive money that we do now and have done for many years.
And Kurt's son's response as a homeschool kid is he looks at people and he says, it's Dr. Crosby to you. Nah, he doesn't do that. He's not cocky. I'm making a point, though, that you know what? We can truly become success stories. And the last point that I want to make is success is not in how the government defines success. And success is not defined as the government educrats tell you success is. My daughter graduated from high school, is not that interested in college, and like several of your children, Kurt, she became a dental assistant. Mm-hmm. She had on-the-job training, an apprenticeship. Now she does quite well as a dental assistant, and she's learned from experience what she likes and doesn't like. She makes a whole lot more money than minimum wage, and it's going very well for her. And she has, I'm going to say it again, she has no debt. That's one of the key components here that's absolutely vital to understand when we got literally billions and trillions of dollars of debt that'll never be paid back because we've given kids too much and they've taken it for granted. The solution is, how do we get them educated and in the white-collar workforce and become successful people in things they love without incurring a gazillion dollars in debt? And the Catholic Jesuits have the formula. One school turns into 30. Success everywhere. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. This nation shall endure.